Welcome back to The Healing Room. This is Ariel. This podcast is for teenagers or preteens. So what do you do if the adults in your world are freaking out? So say you came home from school where you had a really hard day and you thought that home was going to feel really peaceful and happy, but your parents are upset. So they've also had a hard day, or they're really stressed about the world or something that happened to them that day at their work. What are you going to do? How are you going to feel better? How are you going to feel happier? How are you going to turn your mood around? So the first thing I would do is change your clothes. Take off the clothes from the day and put on something cozier and softer, because energy can be in the clothes. So like the energy of people we've been around or how we felt all day long can be in those clothes. If they're not dirty and you don't want to wash them, you can always just throw them in the dryer for a few minutes. To me, somehow, that just freshens up my clothes and it just shifts the energy, and then I hang them back up or fold them back up as if they're nice and cleared now. The next thing I would do, of course, is get something to eat or drink to help you to feel better physically. And then if you can't go outside because it's winter or it's dark out, or you just aren't allowed to go outside right now because dinner time is coming or something, I would go in your room and turn on some beautiful music and just clean it. You can play whatever kind makes you happy, but play some music and then just clean your room. Start on one corner and just make your way around the room in a loop, like go along the walls, and just dust or clean or straighten as you go so that your environment feels refreshing. It feels organized and bright, because it's easy to fall into depression in the midst of a big mess. If everything's a wreck around you, that's how you might feel inside of you. So if we're going to pull you up and out of this feeling, we want to make sure the space around you supports that. You don't have to do the whole room, every detail, especially if you're exhausted. Instead, just start in one corner, and as you work your way through, pick up or straighten the things that feel easy to you. So for example, if it's easy for you to just straighten up the bedspread, go for it. Do that. But if it's hard for you to pick up all the things on the end of the bed or under the bed, leave it. Move on. The goal is to keep scanning the room and going round and round until you feel like you've done what you could. For example, if you look at your desk and it's covered in dust and dishes, but all you really feel like you can do today is pick up some of the dishes and go put them in a pile by the door to take to the kitchen on your way out, but you just can't bring yourself to also dust the thing or straighten everything else on the desk, that's fine. And now I just want you to sit down and close your eyes. If you lie on your bed, you might pass out asleep, which is fine, but I'm sure you have lots of things you need to get done, lots of things to do. So let's go ahead and just sit. You can sit on the floor, or if you have a chair, sit in the chair. And I'm going to ask an angel or a spirit guide to just step up behind you and put their hand on your right shoulder. The reason I'm asking for this is so that you feel supported. We ask that this spirit guide takes away any feeling of exhaustion or any feeling of overwhelmment or any feeling of hopelessness. And we ask the spirit guide instead to bring you the feeling of being loved and adored and cherished, as if you were just given a great big bear hug. We ask the spirit guide to help you to feel special. We ask that all of the stress is removed from your shoulders. Go ahead and just rotate your shoulders back and then back again. Take a deep breath, shoulders back again. Just kind of roll them back. And now let your shoulders move as if you're dancing. Kind of like you're in a nightclub and no one can really see you. It's dark and there's this beautiful slow song on, and you're just going to let your shoulders sway and move left and right and loosen up your neck and allow your upper body to just move to the music. And now I want you to imagine that it's raining this beautiful clear or silvery or blue looking light down on you, and just put your head back You don't have to go back too far. And just imagine that this light is hitting your face and it's moving down your neck and into your chest, healing your heart and all of your emotions from your day, washing away any hardship. Imagine that your arms and your hands are also being washed clean. And now imagine that you're just free of anything that was bothering you before. You can imagine that you were wearing this old, ugly, gray or brown sweatshirt that was dirty and torn up and dingy, and you just hate the fabric. It's not even soft anymore. And you just pull this thing up and off of you, up and over your head, and you just throw it. And it's just gone. And all the energy in it is gone. And imagine that underneath is your body made of light. And you look down at your body, you look down at your arms, and you just appreciate your form made of light. So we ask your spirit guide to keep it this way. We ask your spirit guide to help you to feel free of any burdens and to help you feel special and loved, to help you feel pure and clean and clear energetically. If you try to do this little meditation, visualization, energy healing, whatever you want to call it, every day after school or at some point in the day, you're going to start feeling pretty good. So we give thanks for your guide for helping us today, and we give thanks for you for doing your part in raising your vibration to feel better. Thanks be to the light.